My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Best Quality Vacuum, the duck feed show about the Vince Gilligan, Breaking Bad, El Camino, Better Call Saul universe. And welcome to the Season 5 El Camino wrap-up transition episode to Better Call Saul.
Yeah, we're done with Breaking Bad. You know, Jesse and Walt's stories are over. We're going to get a little bit of them later, a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that's, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. it was an object lesson preparing for this in how you... Too many special features at one time can have a deeply fatiguing effect.
I was losing my mind when I was sitting down to cover three DVDs worth of extra features.
Yeah.
I did not budget my time well.
And there's just deleted scenes get deleted for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, they're calling them the least essential deleted scenes of all time. you know, some of them have something to them. They're okay. But
yeah,
we're going to do, as usual, we're going to talk about the special features mm-hmm. and stuff that are on the bonus material here. And then read your responses to season 5 and El Camino.
Yeah. So I broke these up just by the, you know, half season and then El Camino, just because they were produced at different times. Mm-hmm. And the final season has like this kind of beatific, like victory lap kind of feel to it, which they deserve.
There's a whole disc.
There's
a whole disc of just like special features, largely about season 4. That's, and it's like a lot of the stuff we know.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the special feature itself is... I feel like something that has lost a lot of currency with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when DVDs first came out, I was very excited about them. You know, I was like, oh, there's no other way to get this. Something, once they started being produced actively,
yeah,
especially on AMC, they have the problem of repeating way too much stuff from just the show.
Yeah.
There's a nonstop reminding you of the context and kind of showing clips.
Mm-hmm.
Where every single one of them is the itchy and scratchy, like 40% new footage.
Uh-huh.
Shit, and I just need the hits. I just need the info.
Yeah, and it's a lot of the actors saying, like, now at this point, Walter has gotten in over his head. But
it's like, oh, finally. Yeah. I really need somebody to tell me that Walter's gotten in over his head. There should be, like, a little thing that beeps on the corner of the screen. There's a little picture of his head going, wah, 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 wah. And you know that he's over his head in that moment.
Yeah. That full disc, like, I scrubbed around the two-hour, 15-minute documentary, in quotes,
yeah,
about the series. It's all talking heads, and it's like pretty much everything I landed on was like talking about like one executive producer talking to another executive producer to get approval for something.
And yeah,
like, and then get me John Colick.
Some of that can be interesting trivia, but mostly it's just stuff again we know.
Yeah,
like we just know it from the production details, and they're just going to show me so many fucking clips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the thing. So it was a little fatiguing. Don't necessarily recommend it.
Yeah,
you know, there's a couple of things that are neat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about, including things that also feel like they shouldn't be exclusive to.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna get into all of it. It's a weird batch.
Yeah, it's very strange. So we got some deleted scenes. There are lots of them I didn't include, just because they're like extended and it doesn't add an awful lot.
Yeah,
but there are ones like the end of Madrigal where they echo the sad hand job at the beginning of the series, but make it terrifying instead.
Yeah, I hate this.
This is awful.
I'm so happy this got cut.
Yeah.
This sucks so bad. So like, this is when Walt, you know, is telling Skyler, you know, it gets easier. He thinks she's upset about Ted.
Yes.
She's really upset because she's, you know, lives in this terror. She's got this new reality. She's in over her head. There's a mm-hmm. little tiny picture of Skyler's head that pops up in the corner of the screen. Don't you know?
Bing.
And he does the normal thing. He says it gets easier. And then he kind of like kisses her neck and he says, you know, everything we do it for family. But then he kind of mounts her.
Yeah.
A little bit. Also echoing the, you know, that sex scene from the mm-hmm. end of that episode. And she just reaches down and gives him a hand job.
Like a terrified facing away from the person, like reaching behind hand job.
Yes. Like yeah. a really bizarre hand job while crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't need to see it.
Yeah.
And I feel like everything that is being done with a character here, everything this is implying was already implied.
Yes.
Like it's very unself-aware even for Walt
mm-hmm.
you know, to just be like, I don't know, jerk me off. And then when somebody just reaches back and kind of silently jerks you off,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you understand, you know, something's wrong at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It didn't feel like Walt is a monster, but he feels like a different flavor of monster to me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad this wasn't in there. This sucks. Mm-hmm. I didn't need to see it.
Yeah. Really good. If they kept it in, it would have been really gratuitous and dark in a way that, yeah, it does feel tonally different.
Well, really writerly too. It's really just to do the parallel.
Yeah.
You know, just like, ooh, clever, clever. And it's like, get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
In 51, we have Hank and Marie asking Skyler about walking into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And Walt is there kind of, there's something to the scene.
Yeah.
Skyler is saying, oh, she's just tired and everything, but Walt is figuring out her plan, basically,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That she's doing this to get the kids taken away. So he's walking around scheming. He's mm-hmm. like rubbing his chin and stuff while they're expressing concern.
Yeah. And then Marie says, like, okay, time for sister talk. All of this was implied. And also it's just repetitive questions to Skyler. Like, oh no, I wasn't trying to kill myself. I'm just tired. Just real fatigued. Yeah. A lot going on these days.
Yeah. With a problem domestic and abroad, who cannot walk into a pool. Again, all implied.
Yes.
Like implied better through the margins.
Mm-hmm. There's a scene from Dead Freight where Walt walks Jesse and Todd through the the previous train heist. I think that this mm-hmm. was just alluded to in the in the episode, maybe.
We talked about it.
We talked about it
as something that was talked about in a deleted scene.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you see this here. This is like this is fun. But also, I could take or leave this in the actual episode. I like this last little gasp of high school teacher Walt kind of getting both of them like hyped up before, the murder of Drew Sharp kind of recasts everything.
And just lest nobody correct me, the way it's alluded to is Todd mentions it to his uncle, says it's the biggest train heist, but they don't know. Yeah. But we also talked about it in this episode
mm-hmm.
When we talked about Dead Freight.
Yeah.
Buyout is a little weird. Skyler wakes up hearing thumping around mm-hmm. at night, grabs her baseball bat, goes in the living room, and it's Walt throwing furniture around.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, what are you, Babe Ruth? Go back to bed.
Yeah.
He's freaking out because of the buyout offer.
Mm-hmm.
This is before he goes and steals the methylamine.
Right.
He's coming up with his plan. Again, we didn't need to see him do that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the strong things about that episode is being outside of Walt's mm-hmm. POV for a good portion of it, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty unnecessary. And also, again, you wake up your wife throwing furniture around, you dipshit.
Yeah.
I know he's not careful and he's getting more careless, but like, mm-hmm. it's real basic.
Yeah. OPSEC, bro.
Yeah. Horrible OPSEC.
The deleted scene from Say My Name is my favorite of these. This is just a funny joke.
Yeah, it would have been weird in that episode.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you remember him going through and putting everything into the Lewis hole? Like, mm-hmm. was a really sad meditative scene.
Yeah, so we're talking about...
I like this joke, but, you know.
The Lewis hole.
That's where Lewis lives.
Yeah, that's where Lewis lives now.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Mike getting ready to leave. Mm-hmm. And he's dropping all of his guns and, you know, contraband into that well out in the desert. That's real contemplative, you know, just all this stuff, this finality, you're never going to get it back. But in this version, it ends, you know, he empties out his bag and then like a stray grenade rolls away. So he figures, mm-hmm. why not? He picks it up, he pulls the pin and drops it and waits. And it doesn't explode. And he walks away and says, I'm going to kill that guy.
Yeah,
somebody sold him a dud.
It's very funny. Like, it wouldn't have worked in the episode. Like, it would have, you know, because it's like an instrumental silent scene, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is very funny.
Yeah.
Then they do a thing. They got the idea to make a scene specifically for the DVD, which feels like Dirty Pool to me.
It really does. I watched this and I was like, okay, I could see why the network wouldn't want this because of the nudity that's in every frame. The titty.
Huge tits.
Yeah. But like when I watched the making of little thing that came with it, and it's like, oh, an executive wanted a selling point for the DVD. I was like, oh, well, that just sucks.
It feels a little bit like cheating. The scene itself I like. It's not, again, it's all stuff that was implied.
Yes.
You know, but there's good like dialogue here. This is well written here. Jesse and Skinny Pete are with a stripper at Jesse's house. Mm-hmm. This is during Gliding Overall. Skinny, you know, Jesse thinks he's gonna be arrested at any moment, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So he's living it up.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny Pete motorboats, the stripper. Badger has jury duty. He would love this, mm-hmm. you know? There's a bunch of, the stripper, like little subversions, like at some point Skinny Pete's going like carpe diem and trying to remember it. And the stripper mm-hmm. remembers it. Shit yeah. like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse, they're talking about what they would do if they didn't have any time left.
Yeah.
You know, what would you do? And, Skippy, it's like this, mm-hmm. you know? And, Jesse's like, oh man, you know, and tells him about Don Eladio's house.
Yeah. All the women you know? And the pool and the booze.
Yeah. Skinny Pete says he wants a gold toilet, and Don Eladio might have had a gold toilet. It sucks that gold toilet is 100% just permanently associated with Trump
mm-hmm.
now. It, you know, it's, I hate to cancel Skinny Pete, but
he really should have looked 12 really years in the that. Future. Yeah.
Yeah. but he's talking about how cool it is, you know, how cool Don Eladio's house is. And then Skinny Pete's like, oh man, we should party with that guy. He's like, nah, he got poisoned.
Everybody got poisoned.
Everybody got poisoned, you know, and Skinny Pete's like, oh, that's kind of a buzzkill here. And it's a nice little microcosm of the, you know, the life, right? Like
yeah.
Skinny Pete and early season Jesse's idea of what this would be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then get that getting slammed down to reality with the horrifying events of Salud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Saul shows up yep. and he knows the stripper. She's a client. I love it.
Hey, Christelle. Hey, Saul.
How are the kids?
Yeah.
He just gives her a bunch of money for the kids. I fucking yeah, love it so much.
He gives her 20. He puts $20 in her G-string just incidentally. It's yep. really good.
He takes Jesse aside, and this is when Jesse finds out about Mike's guys getting killed in yep. prison when they got glowed overall. Yep. You know. And Saul frames it as a positive thing.
We're not going to go to jail. You know, we're probably good. However,
the
less positive thing is I got a little package for you.
Uh-huh.
And he gives it to him. It's a gun. Mm-hmm. Jesse doesn't want it. He's freaking out. Like, why would I need a gun? And we see Jesse also putting together. He's like, you know, Walt wouldn't do that to Mike's guys without the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is him figuring out that if this is true, Mike is dead.
Yes, and Mike is kind of the only person who would protect him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we get this bear thing that I like a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, Saul says, no, it's for bears. He's like, what do you mean? Well, you know, a bear, if it kills somebody, you can't really blame the bear. You know, somebody mm-hmm. wandered into its territory or anything like that. But at some point, you know, now they go down and hunt down that bear because it has a taste for blood.
Yes.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about Walt.
Yes.
At this point, Walt has started cleaning up loose ends. It's really similar to the end of Goodfellas,
mm-hmm.
you know, where, what is it? Al Pacino, not Al Pacino. Who am I thinking of?
Ray Liotta.
No, the other guy, Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro gets addicted to cleaning up loose ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. there. Good dialogue.
Yeah. And you know, Jesse can't see through it. He's not in Saul's colorful metaphor,
yes.
you know, land. And, you know, Saul leaves and Jesse doesn't let this stop the party. You know, he sits down and we have like early season three Jesse.
And this is right in the actual show. This would be right before Walt showed up with the money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Jesse, you know, he talks to him and he asks whether Mike got out and, you know, I need you to believe me.
Mm-hmm.
That bit. I like the stripper dialogue a lot during this,
mm-hmm.
where she's like, you know, he's like, how much it would be to keep going? 300. It was more than before. I'm more tired than before, like just while dancing yeah. and uh-huh. stuff. Show weirdly does pretty well by strippers.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of the end.
Yeah. Now we're on to the first half of season five, kind of special features. A lot of glazing you're going to see in these. Yeah. Like there's one called Scene by Scene where it's just directors talking about what it's like to direct Breaking Bad. There's mm-hmm. one funny anecdote from, 1 minute.
Michelle McLaren.
Yeah. Michelle McLaren talking about like, yeah, you know, we needed a guy who was going to be shot in the head. So we squibbed a condom full of blood for the cousin to, you know, shoot him. And the condom didn't break when the squib went off. So you just, you know, they slow it down frame by frame. So you see this big condom full of blood just fly and they left it in because it looked kind of like brain.
It happens real quick.
Yeah.
This is fun to see the different directors kind of choose mm-hmm. a scene to talk about having directed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no real insight, but you get to see a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, it is a lot of glazing, but relatively interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Gag reels. I love gag reels.
Yeah.
Gag reels are always great.
Yep.
Through here.
Great mic stuff. God. Jonathan Banks doing his, just like keeping kind of in Mike's character, but saying shit Mike would never say.
Yeah.
Like way funnier than when anybody does it.
It's the best kind of gag reel, I think, where somebody does something that would be a joke.
Uh-huh.
You know, like they it's very similar to the, when in the last season, in season four, where Mike tells Walt, he's like, you know, you're never going to see Gus again. And Bryan Cranston goes, yes, I will. I'm going to grab a gun and go to his house. And like, that shit's really funny to me. That always mm-hmm. works. In the second half of this, there's a missed opportunity for that. The actress who plays Lydia
mm-hmm.
could have done something very funny and doesn't.
Yeah.
During this, but like, I like this shit where somebody mm-hmm. just kind of keeps going with something.
Yeah. Mike saying, let me tell you something. I've been holding up my end of this operation with these two layabouts for a long fucking time.
Very funny. Yeah. And there's a bit in the Guitar Center mm-hmm. scene where they're buying the big cases for Vominos,
mm-hmm.
Where the Guitar Center clerk asks, what's your band's name? And Skinny Pete, the actor, I think, forgot.
Uh-huh.
So then Badger pops in and goes, Twat Hammer. And yeah. then pause. It's a double entendre. It's a penis. Pretty great. Really and that good. Doesn't even feel like a gag reel. That feels like that could have just been a deleted yeah. thing.
Uh-huh. And I love pulling up the wrong band name.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. You get something that is kind of interesting here, the writer's room time lapse. Mm-hmm. So they put a time lapse camera in the writer's room for the writing of 51. And you have the writers kind of talking over it as you see them kind of playing with Play-Doh and going in and out and eating lunch or whatever, trying to fill up the board as they break out the episode. I included this because I think it's really interesting. Like, I didn't know it took like 15 days to write an episode, like to break it out into the cards.
Yeah. Yeah. It like varies, but like this, it's a long time for yeah. sure. And it has a lot to do with their method. I feel like,
yeah,
it's interesting. You know, I mentioned before, I've kind of been doing a lazy watch of X-Files, which Vince Gilligan worked on as well, mm-hmm. and hearing the difference in, mm-hmm. You know, kind of getting everyone together to create this thing step by step versus, you get 3 days off, come back with 15 episode ideas, then hammer them out.
Yeah.
You know, it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly, there's a celebrity all-star bowling from the Nerdist podcast network
mm-hmm.
That pops up there. The Nerdist has its greasy little fingers in AMC
yep.
properties. And this was something, you know, when we were talking about which features to cover, I was like, do we want to do this? It's a Chris Hardwick thing. I don't like Chris Hardwick. I'm sure he's a nice dude. I find him very difficult.
He's hard to watch. I don't know, like his energy and like the energy of like the crew around him.
Yes,
it is. It like, I don't know. Cringe is a loaded word. I just it's sweaty. They're trying way too hard.
It's sweaty. They're not funny.
Yeah,
you know, like just kind of universally not funny.
Mm-hmm.
But they had done like a bowling tournament. They have this bowling tournament thing where they have different groups. And
it's like
this is
YouTube
the segment.
Show. Yeah.
Like a YouTube show. This is the group with the Breaking Bad team. So they get Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul, RJ Mitty, and Betsy Brand.
Yes.
To bowl against them. Mm-hmm. And in teams of four, they have like one guy who absolutely can't bowl.
Oh, yeah.
They're really cracking each other up
mm-hmm.
with the kind of non-jokes. Even the good Breaking Bad people are just kind of like, whoa, you know, at one point, one of the Nerdist guys goes, I'm the one who knocks when he gets a strike. And like mm-hmm. Bryan Cranston freaks out laughing. And I'm like, this, man, those guys suck. They're bringing you down.
Yeah. No, don't let them diminish you. Don't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But, you know, kind of fun to, our team wins.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't want the Nerdist to win. And right. It's fun. They're all good bowlers because apparently they do a Breaking Bad cast and crew bowling
mm-hmm.
Event.
You're out in Albuquerque, right? You don't have all the LA stuff. I imagine going to bowling, that's readily available. Yeah.
Yeah. It's super edited. So like everybody's getting strikes basically for except for the match was actually really close.
Mm-hmm.
They just show a lot of strikes.
Yes.
For this. Yeah. So I don't know. It seems like Betty Brandt is really good in this because they show it a lot. But then mm-hmm. I started being suspicious about what they were showing.
Yeah.
At some point, because it's like the score didn't make a lot of sense for it being that good for a four-person bowling
team. Like 200 something. Like I think after the first frame, like their collective score is like 20 or something.
Yeah, but Betsy Brandt, very charismatic as always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
does little dances after.
I guess she used to be a ballerina. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it's always good to see like RJ Mitty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't, the forgotten, the furtive baby in this cast. He doesn't get interviewed and stuff a lot.
Yeah.
The actual winner of the tournament was Team Podcasters. You get to see how short Jimmy Pardo is.
Okay.
I always like it when you get to see Jimmy Pardo next to somebody because he's a miniature man.
Oh man. Podcasters should never appear.
It's a rough look. Mm-hmm. It's Mark Maron, one of the Sklar brothers, Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy Pardo. And then, another guy who I didn't recognize, but is also, you know, not a looker.
Yeah.
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 So, get some Jesse Thorne in there to handsome it up.
this is John Hodgman. Yeah.
To get some little, get some real sex appeal in here.
That mustache. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like the, I don't know how to feel about the art show, the Gallery 1988 thing.
Yeah.
Like, they filmed the cast and crew attending this gallery show in Albuquerque of what, like, fan art kind of stuff,
yeah.
But also stuff like specifically created.